USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Less than 48 hours after she gaveled in the votes, making him the third president to be impeached in U.S. history, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi invited Donald Trump to deliver his State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress on February 4th. The three-paragraph letter to the president said she's extending the invitation in the spirit of respecting the Constitution, the document she and Trump have been accusing each other of going against in recent days. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley said Trump has accepted the invitation. One person has been charged in connection with the disappearance of Austin mother Heidi Broussard and her newborn after a body believed to be the woman's was found at a home near Houston.
We did recover an infant female child that we do believe at this time is Margot. Additionally, we recovered the body of an adult female. We do believe that this is Miss Broussard.
A healthy baby was also found at the Houston area residence. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police banned public gatherings in parts of the Indian capital and other cities for a third day and cut internet services to counter growing protests against a new law that marginalizes Muslims. 14 people have died so far and over 4,000 have been detained. The protesters are angered by a new law that allows Hindus, Christians, and other religious minorities who are in India illegally to become citizens if they can show they were persecuted because of their religion in Bangladesh, Pakistan, or Afghanistan. But this law does not apply to Muslims. Environmentalists and Native Americans can proceed with lawsuits challenging President Donald Trump's approval for the Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada, according to a federal judge in Montana. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris expressed skepticism over government arguments that Trump has unilateral authority to approve the $8 billion pipeline. Thanks for spending your weekend with us. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hand gestures flashed by West Point cadets and Naval Academy midshipmen during the televised Army-Navy football game were not racist signals, according to military investigations. A Navy probe of the event found that the students were participating in a sophomore game and had no racist intent. An Army statement also rejected any racist overtones, saying the hand gestures were not associated with ideologies or movements that are contrary to the Army's values. President Donald Trump blasted a prominent Christian magazine a day after it published an editorial arguing that he should be removed from office because of his blackened moral record. Trump tweeted that Christianity Today, an evangelical magazine founded by the late Reverend Billy Graham, would rather have a radical left non-believer who wants to take your guns and religion than Donald Trump as your president. He also said the magazine has been doing very poorly and hasn't been involved with the Reverend Billy Graham for many years. Some of his strongest evangelical supporters, including Graham's son, rallied to his side against the publication. Reverend Franklin Graham, who now leads the Billy Graham Evangelic Association, prayed at Trump's inauguration and tweeted that his father would be very disappointed in the magazine. Graham added that he felt it necessary following the editorial to share that his father, who died after counseling several past presidents, voted for Donald Trump. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.